We've analysed our data by demographics, immune status, treatment received, and progression of the disease. We now have 60 patients in our cohort, mainly women, because of the route of referral from the gynecological clinic, and mainly premenopausal women. We have a median follow-up now of 84 months. 70% of our patients have a previous history of VIN and CIN, so that gives you an idea as to where the referrals come from. We only had 4 HIV-positive immunosuppressed patients in our group, 4 who'd had chemotherapy, which I think you can argue is long-term immunosuppression, and 2 long-term steroid therapy patients. We tend to, when we talk to our patients about their anal intraepithelial neoplasia, the patients seem to accept that this is a pan-genital or a pan-anogenital disease, but we think it's appropriate and to excise the worst-affected areas, and that's been our strategy, to excise the worst-affected areas, to biopsy other areas to make sure that we're not missing disease that we can't see, and then we have a map of where the anal disease is. We've tended after that to follow the patients conservatively, and as I say, over a period of medium follow-up now of 84 months, and some patients have been in the cohort a lot longer than that, obviously, we have a fairly low malignant conversion rate.